This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, this isn't the first time where NYSEG has had some type of an open house like this where they're informing the public about what's going on with these smart meters, but there's still some concerns with it as far as residents about installing them in their house. As far as some of those concerns, what were some of the things that you were hoping to address today with some of the residents?
So these open houses are something we planned regardless because we think it's best to bring the information right to the community when we're installing the smart meters. And with anything that's new, we get concerns over what is this, what will this device do, how does it work compared to a meter in the past, and we give people a chance to walk around and talk to some of our experts and get answers to their questions.
Now, I know this was a huge, huge concern where people were concerned that these smart meters were going to be inaccurately measuring their usage for gas. If you could just explain to me how that's not necessarily the case here.
So there's always concerns, again, with something new. But for the majority of our customers, the smart meter installation is relatively invisible, except that they'll get an accurate read bill every month, an actual read bill. So some customers have heard concerns over how the smart meter works. And I think the best thing to do is to allay those concerns by saying the smart meter measures your energy use just like a meter does today, a regular analog or digital meter you have today. What it does is it sends the meter reading to us at all times. So we're getting the data constantly. So we'll know if power goes out in your house because the smart meter will send us a signal before the power goes out. So all it's doing is measuring actual use and giving you an actual read before each bill. It doesn't measure devices' potential use. It only measures the actual use of all the devices in your home or business as it's using the energy.
With some of the questions that have been asked today, was there anything that maybe you guys didn't think about before that was brought up today, or maybe something that you want to look into a little bit further?
I haven't heard anything new that we haven't heard before. For us, it's more alleviating concerns. I think looking back at this, one of the things I've really realized is many of our customers don't always look at their bill. And if you're looking at the bill for the first time when your smart meter is being installed, and if it's being installed after a number of estimated reads, or it's being installed after high energy use because it's very cold winter that we've had this winter compared to last year, or it's during the heat of the summer, that will be a higher bill. And that's where we needed to do more communication about energy use. You'll find a lot more information on our website about high energy use over this winter heating season, the fact that it's been colder, supply price, which is a pass-through price. We don't make any profit on supply, but we have to pass the market price. Educated customers about that. Those have been some of the lessons learned that we've had from this smart meter event.
And for anybody who couldn't make it out today for whatever reason, is there any way for them to reach out to maybe an agent with NYSEG or something online that they can go to try to get some of these resources that you're providing today?
Absolutely. Go to our website and you can find all sorts of information on smart meters. Come to our local office in Lockport. We'll have other pop-up events throughout the year. We'll be sending a lot of communications to customers. Before we come out and actually install the smart meter, we'll send information to the customer. We'll call them if we have their phone number. So reach out to us online, go to our app, come to our office, or give us a call at 1-800-572-1111.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.